Hello, my name is Connor, and I will be your GM where or whenever you happen to be.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm going to be playing Hollis Black, the now wanted witch of possibly two cities.
More on that tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait for the news at 7.
And I'm Clayton, and I'll be playing Xavier the Cleric, who's also wanted in probably two places. Maybe more.
Probably more.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Clay. Because, yeah, you're wanted in not only Evoso, but also, well, I guess Miritas and Evoso might be.
Oh, yeah, because you fled the church. Whoops.
We all know how much the church loves that. And just a quick shout out to our Patreon people. Thank you so much, Stefan Brody, as well as Rescue Chopper, our newest member. I really hope you guys enjoy the storytelling to come, and we cannot thank you enough for your contribution.
Nailed it. Thank you so much also to Sirenscape just for your melodies and sounds. It really has a big impact on the atmosphere of our podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Do we have any announcements?
I don't think so. Because by the time this comes out, it'll be end of December. So hope you guys had a great Christmas, maybe.
True, yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Oh, yeah.
Neutral.
Not Christmas.
Gotta be neutral.
Neutral. Yes.
The sun rises, and so do you. It's quiet outside still. Not many people up and about and doing their things. You assume that it's probably somewhere around 6 in the morning.
Thinking, Xavier, we should meet up with Yenrik this morning, put all of our belongings on the schooner.
That's a good plan.
Yenrik is found in his usual morning routine. Smoking his pipe and enjoying the first light. Now, where can I drop the two of you off? I was gonna leave you to do what you will, and then I was gonna go seek out, maybe barter some passage. You guys leave your effects on the schooner, I'll be sure it all gets to the right place.
I think we're just gonna go in the town center and just kind of be on the mainland there for most of the day, and then if all goes according to plan, we'll see you tonight.
So, you guys arrive at a small pier, which moves its way up into a marketplace just on the southern part of Dawnport. Hollis and Xavier, you are left with the sounds of people going about the marketplace as it slowly comes to life now. The sun is now up, and people are starting their daily routine.
Well, Xavier, is there anything you want to do first, or do you want to kind of just wander and see what shop we happen upon?
Yeah, let's just wander and see what we find. I have, like, a long sword, but I guess I could try to buy, like, a better one. I've got quite a bit of gold, so we can buy some more stuff if we need it.
Oh, how much do you have?
I still have my bishop savings. Quite a bit.
How much is quite a bit? How much is quite a bit?
9 platinum.
Xavier, I bought all the food!
We might be just dead by tonight, so we might as well.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, we may as well just get all of the shopping done today.
You guys do find an armorer who dabbles in magical items. You want something that's gonna take you far for a cheaper price? I do have a sword with rune that helps to increase the direction and force of the blade. Now, some old wandering scholar did it for me years ago.
Xavier, this might be perfect for you.
How much are you charging for it?
It's been sitting for a while, and it's not exactly It's not exactly the kind of weapon that sell often. I'd be willing to part from it for maybe 100 gold. Helps to hone in on targets that, that you see as your enemy.
I hate to part with this sword that Bastion crafted for me, though. How about for 99 gold for the sword, and if you throw in a dagger, too?
Can't say no to that. Xavier, at this time, a strange presence beckons from the corner of the shop. In the back shelf lays a curious-looking hat with a pointed tip.
Wallace, look at this hat. It calls to me.
Xavier, it feels like there's some power coming out of this hat.
Sun's starting to go down, but it's not quite dark just yet. As you guys are watching the ship at Dawnport, there's a fairly regular guard patrol. There is an exchange that happens right around when you guys first arrive. You can see you show up right as guard shift is taking place. Mac does come onto the line as a sentry. He disappears into the ship itself, and you guys don't see much of him after that. The rest of the, what do you call them? They're not rabble, but I guess the rabble. There's probably four of them patrolling on the ground around the ship itself, and then you can see another four sentries, archers, on the very top.
Ooh, so they've increased their watch at night. Oh. Okay.
And once again, sorry, not archers, but marksmen. So crossbows, not longbows.
Which are so much worse.
So much worse.
I just look at my really thin, non-armored clothing, and I whisper a bit of a prayer to my patron. I don't know if, you know, this is going to go anywhere, but just please don't let me die. That would be great.
Rune lets out a little bit of a bark.
Oh, I like look at him, kind of confused.
You get the sense that he knows what you're getting up to. He understands your sentiments, and he's a little bit nervous for tonight. There's some ambition in Rune's eyes today.
Okay. I just give like one last look up, and I'm like, nod. Okay.
All right. Anything you guys want to do as far as casting or preparing spells?
I'll use my nudge fate right before. Other than that, though, I don't think I'll have anything extra cast.
Yeah, I think I've got all mine prepared.
Okay. Ooh, I'm nervous.
Oh, shoot, that's not good.
All right, Xavier and Hollis, you settle in beside the ship, watching it for a while, but nothing much seems to happen. A couple of hours go by. The sun has gone down at this point, and there's just that smallest remnant of a glow in the far west. That'll be gone in moments. You guys are almost questioning whether or not you're about to be set up or something's going wrong, when suddenly a commotion erupts from the ship. Some shouting occurs, and you can distinctly hear Mac's gravelly voice in there barking orders. Before the front doors of the ship burst open, down the line, just outside of the gate, there's a flash of light and some fire. Mac leaves with half a dozen of the guards, and they go running down the street, past the walls and into the area where the fire has been lit. Up top, someone else who seems to be in command as well is telling the marksmen to focus everything on that point, get all of the marksmen onto that side, and make sure you're covering the men in the streets. So they all clamber over to the other side of the ship, and Hollis and Xavier, you guys find yourself with an open door, no guards around the ship. What do you do?
Let's go.
This is it.
I like touch Xavier's shoulder and I just get up and run.
You don't think anybody sees you as you guys move through the cloak of night towards the ship. As you get closer to the side, you guys are slightly relieved as you now have cover from the marksmen up above. If anyone was to turn ahead at this point, they wouldn't be able to see you down below.
Yes.
Nice.
The front doors of the ship, they are pushed open just ever so slightly. Inside, there is a waiting room that is dimly lit.
Xavier, we have to go to the trapdoor behind the stairs.
Yes.
Okay, let's go find it.
Let's go.
So, Hollis and Xavier, with your new sword in hand, I'm guessing you lead the way.
Yeah.
You guys peer into the main area, a small waiting room with a red rug, different mounts up on the walls, ranging from creatures that you feel like you recognize, things that look like elk or deer, some kind of odd toad ungulate, or sorry, even toad ungulate, the other one. At the front, there's a small end table with a bust on it. It reminds you a little bit of what you saw at Young Garden Social House, but this is a different individual. You can't be sure who it is exactly. Perhaps Mr. Irving or
predecessors.
Predecessors, thank you.
You're welcome.
But it's quiet in here. There's commotion upstairs and there's creaking on the ship as you can hear marksmen moving around up top, firing volleys of bolts and then reloading them ever so often. But down here seems to be quiet for the time being. There's a door to the east and a door to the west. The bust is north.
Xavier, thoughts?
He said it was a trapdoor under the stairs?
Yeah, like under boxes. I don't know. Let's go right?
Sure.
Okay.
You guys take the eastern door.
What do we see?
Hollis, are you leading this time?
Sure.
You push the door ajar?
Gently?
Just with a gentle push, the handle turns and clicks. You believe the commotion up above you is enough to drown out extra noise that you might be making.
Okay.
This room in here is a little bit different. It appears to be not a reception area, but more of like a office place. But there isn't anyone at the desk itself. But there are papers strewn across the desk and several drawers on the opposite side. Both of you have a moment where you realize there could be some pertinent information here, but you do have a pressing objective at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
I look for stairs.
There are no stairs in this room. To the east and the south, there are small jury-rigged porthole windows. And then on the north, there seems to be another door.
Man, we should have asked Mac which way to go.
I know. Okay, we got to go quick, though. Like, let's just maybe peer through that door, and then if we still don't see stairs, try the other one?
Sure.
Okay. Rush to the other door.
All right, same thing?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hollis, you turn the handle again, same as before. A slight creak, but not enough noise to alert anybody in the area. As you push the door open and you peer inside, you can see that there is a staircase heading up to the second floor, and then further behind more things, there are several crates and other storage items.
Perfect.
Mm.
Okay, let's go to the crates. Let's move them. Let's find this girl.
As you guys are looking these things over, they're pretty heavy. They're pretty noisy. There's a chance that you could cause a bit of a ruckus here.
I don't think I have anything.
This isn't really a spell, but can I like make water into ice to underneath the crates to slide them?
I love that.
Oh my
so
God.
Freaking much.
Amazing. Amazing.
Absolutely, yeah, because you have a cantrip, which is basically just prestidigitation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you can absolutely... It's going to take you a few moments, at least, in order to collect enough water and place it in such a way. But absolutely. I just want you to make a spell attack roll for me, just to see how well this goes.
As he's doing this, would turn around and just stand guard at the door.
Sentry. Okay, good call.
So, 19.
Ooh, very good. Okay, Xavier. You begin collecting droplets out of the air in front of you. And once you find that you have enough, a small enough orb of water to work with, you flatten it out and then squeak it under one of the larger crates before freezing it in place. Then when you move over and you give a bit of a pull on the crate, it just slides right across it now as you've essentially soaked the floorboards and frozen them instead of the crate.
Oh, nice.
Amazing.
You slide the crate right across, and just on the other side of it, you reveal a small trap door, which is covered in frost now.
Can we open the door?
You can absolutely try. I would also like to let you know that you still have full control over the water, so if you wanted, you could undo what you did with the same amount of time.
Oh, maybe I should do that so that it's not frosty.
Xavier, you take another few moments thawing the water and then pulling that orb back out before dispersing it back into the air itself. Something else that really catches your eye There is a lock on this trapdoor, but the key has already been inserted. It has not been turned, and it doesn't seem to be attached to any key ring. You can only assume that this might be part of the plan.
Nice.
Let's turn it.
You turn the key ring,
mm-hmm.
and you lift the hatch. A ladder goes down into an abyss. You hear some scrambling and shuffling around before silence again.
Cool. Like, as dimly as I could, cast light on one of the buttons on my cloak, just so it's very...
Oh, but your light works a little different now, doesn't it?
Yes. Okay, never mind. I don't do that. I have sonar vision. I just tell Xavier to follow my lead. I'm going to cast light so I get a 30-foot radius. So you hear a whistle tone. I have my eyes closed, and I go down the ladder.
As you reach out with your sonar vision, you can see that the ladder only goes down for about even a little less than 10 feet before reaching a solid dirt ground floor. There must have been some kind of collapsing on the ship, and dirt must have fallen in at some point. That's not the striking thing about this area. What is really perplexing is that there is a large workbench that spans the entire side of the hull. There are all sorts of mechanical trinkets and tools strewn across the place. Barrels of some kind of dark powder. On the far side of the room, there's a rack with large pikes of metal that end in pieces of wood. And they appear to have a few other switches on them. You've never seen anything of the like before. As you reach the bottom of the ladder and take a look around, you can also see a very small single bed crammed into the corner of the room. Blankets have been thrown aside, and there is a notebook laying open as if someone had hastily tried to get out of the way or hide.
Yuffie, we're here to rescue you.
Moment of silence. From under the bed, a small face, bright blue eyes and blonde hair, poke out and look up at you. A girl, maybe only 10 or 11, looks up at you, at first in fear, but then it quickly shifts to curiosity. She speaks.
Are you taking me away from here?
Yes, and we have to go really quickly. We're gonna meet Mac. Collect your things. We gotta go really quick.
She nods. I just have to say goodbye first.
Be quick, child. Be quick.
She scrambles out from the bed, grabbing her notebook and stuffing it into a rucksack that she had carried under the bed with her. She quickly throws it over her shoulder and then moves over to the hull and just places her hand against it for a few moments. You can tell she's trying to hold back tears.
As she's doing that, can I scan the workbench and look for the bow that Mac had mentioned?
You are scanning back and forth on this bench, but this thing looks completely foreign to you. There are no words you could use to describe the tools that you're seeing. There is nothing here that looks like a bow to you at all.
Okay.
The metal on the rack against the wall, are those the Aether bows?
I have no idea, but I'm wondering if we should just grab random things and put them in our bag while she's saying goodbye. Maybe we could find something accidentally.
A voice. Tay! Finn! You should come see this. It sounds a little bit louder than the marksmen that were on the very top floor. You hear someone else holler from further away. What could be so important? We're in the middle of a fight.
Xavier, stay with the girl. I run back upstairs.
Now that you've reached the top of the ladder, you can tell that someone's coming down the stairs. There's a guard just at the top. The trap door's open. The girl, she's not supposed to be out, is she? You come back to your post. I'll deal with it. Guard says, I don't know. I think he kind of looks down and around. I'll get you to roll a stealth check for me.
Okay. That is a 22.
Ooh.
Kind of looking around. He's like, I don't know. But it looks like there's some tampering here. Doesn't look like the girl. And says, okay, I'll be there with you in a second.
At the end of that conversation, I hook around the corner really fast and cast sleep on him.
Okay, sounds good.
And hopefully it works.
So you run across the side as he turns around and looks at you wide-eyed, his loaded crossbow in hand. You unleash a sleep spell.
Oh, man.
I'm going to give you that. But what's the DC?
DC is
Oh, wait, I'm level 2 now. It's a 17.
A 17.
Yeah.
You begin the song. You begin lulling him. As you start to sing, he tries to cover one of his ears, and he's like, ah, witch, witch.
Oh, no. Does he sleep?
Or mid incantation, as his grip hits the hairline trigger.
Oh, no.
And you feel a bolt stick you right in the shoulder. It interrupts you mid-incantation as you slam into the wall beside you. Your left arm is having trouble moving. You're going to take 8 damage.
I try not to yell out. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, no.
Xavier, you are downstairs in the basement. As you and Feyre hear this, you both look at each other with shock. You're about to say something to her, but then she looks around as if someone was like, hey, go. It's right up beside you, Clay. She says,
okay, let's go.
I'm just going to get everybody to roll initiative.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We'll go from there.
Okay, perception?
Yes.
Well, it's not great. It's a 12 for me.
Ooh, 26, natural 20.
Nice.
So, Xavier, you are up first. Euphora is at your side, trembling but ready.
I tell her that we need to get up the ladder and leave this place.
Okay, she nods and she runs for the ladder and begins to make her way up.
Do I also have time to cast a spell?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll cast a heal on Hollis.
Ooh, you don't have a line of sight on her, though. You'd have to climb up.
Oh, well, I'll just climb up.
Oh,
then.
Fair, actually. But no, because if you climb up for an action, then you still have 2 left.
It's 30 feet away I can do it from.
Yep, that's fair. By the time you get to the top of the ladder, you're probably only 15 feet away from Hollis.
Okay, sweet. I'll cast heal on Hollis. And Hollis gets 13 hit points.
Oh, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling spry.
Xavier, you concentrate on a blanket of blood surrounding the shaft, compressing it and forcing the bolt free from Hollis's shoulder. Then with a sphere of water at the ready, you condense it around the wound, sealing the punctured flesh.
Beautiful.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you.
The man continues screaming bloody murder. There's a witch. There's a witch. She's taking the girl. He reloads the crossbow, and then he lifts it and goes to fire at you again, Hollis. But you get the drop on him, so you can go ahead.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to try something new. I'm going to use my biting words with all of my force.
You will regret you ever pierced me.
Whoa.
Okay.
So 17 to attack?
You shout this back at him, and it throws him back with force, and as he goes to shoot you, it kicks the crossbow up and puts a bolt on the ceiling instead. You are closer to the exit than they are right now.
What I would do then is cast shield on myself.
Okay.
So then what I would do is use my arms to just maintain a shield of wind in front of me until the other two are closer to me.
Got you. So you're just holding that pinch point on the stairs, like creating a torrent of wind for anything that might try and strike you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Xavier, it's back to you and the girl. You guys are at the top of the trap door now. Hollis is just east of you guys, about 10 or 15 feet, right next to the staircase, as well as the door that leads you back into that main office area.
I'll tell you, Euphora, to run to the exit and then tell her to follow me.
Keeping her quick beside you there, you guys run over to the door.
Yeah, sounds good.
You guys make it into the office room, starting to get into the first room with the bust.
Okay, sweet.
Guards are becoming aware now. You can hear that there's someone up there telling them not to, don't leave your posts. They're like, no, sir, there's a witch down here. Someone up there is trying to advocate for you guys. 3 guards are now at the top of the stairs.
Oh, man.
They all begin to load their crossbows.
Yeah, I bet.
A barrage of bolts head towards you, Hollis. Most of them completely miss you, but the one catches your cloak and pins it. You spend a little bit of time yanking it free.
Okay.
They reload and get ready for a second shot.
Ooh.
2 of the crossbowmen miss their mark as bolts slam and hull next to you. The last one runs forward, attempting a point-blank shot, when suddenly, one of the staircase steps snaps upwards, slamming him into the side of the wall and knocking him unconscious.
Yes! Oh my god! Oh, thank you, ship! Oh, that's amazing. Oh, yeah.
The two guys are looking at each other up top, unsure of what the hell just happened and not sure what to do.
Okay, so with that, I'm gonna cast my other biting words. And what I will say is, Mother Nature clearly doesn't like you. Oh no, that does not hit. That's only a 9.
Oh,
frick.
That's okay. So you shout the biting words at him. He stumbles backwards as you can feel the force of the wind push against him, only enough just to make him stumble for a second before he gains his footing again. You still have two actions left. Xavier and Euphaira are almost 2 points of egress ahead of you now.
Okay. I'm going to use my two actions to catch up to Xavier and Yuffie.
You guys are all in the threshold between the office room and the entryway with the bust. That brings us back up to Xavier.
All right. I guess I'll open this door that leads back to the main entrance.
You open it up. The bust is still there. And everything is completely untouched. There doesn't seem to be any guards making their way back into the ship just yet.
All right. I'll hold the door open and then wait for Hollis and then tell Yuffie to run out.
She runs out through and past you, but stays in close, and then you're just waiting on Hollis now. They run down the stairs, this time drawing their swords, and Hollis, they come straight for you. Just as that guard reaches the bottom of the stairs, he goes to run through the threshold, but the door slams back onto him and smashes him in the face. It sends him over backwards, completely unconscious, as he thumps onto the floor. Other two guards are looking at each other, completely unsure of what to do now. Xavier, in the next room, you can hear there's something coming from the west door that you guys decided not to go into.
Oh, God.
It sounds like the furnace is kicking into gear. There's a whooshing of flames.
Oh, I love this ship.
There's flames coming out of the door? Whoa.
Now, that's going to bring us back to Hull.
Okay. So when I'm running out of the door is now closed. I really quickly look at the desk again. I'm not even going to look at what I'm grabbing. I'm literally just going to scoop and crumple all of this, stuff it into a pocket, and go.
The door to your north, Hollis, is still shut for the time being.
Beautiful.
Xavier, it is your turn now. You and Euphaira are in the main area, tucked into the southeast corner, right by the double doors, which are on the south end. That lead back outside.
Let's open these double doors to go outside again.
You leave with Euphaira. She's at your side, and then as you step past the threshold, she just stops. She's unsure of what to do. She still has her feet on the planks of the ship itself. She's just looking at the ground in front of her.
Oh, man. I guess I just kind of look back at her and put my hands up, kind of like whatever you think.
She takes a very slow, unsure step out onto the ground for the very first time. And as her foot touches it, there's a look of shock, and then you guys hear another explosion of fire down the street and more men shouting. Hollis, you hear a thump on the door, and then another bang.
Oh.
Several men lining up and then running at the door, caving it inwards, knocking it off the hinges. Three men spill into the room, long swords drawn.
Oh, no ship. Okay.
Your turn.
My turn. Okay, I'm not messing around. I'm sending a sonic missile, one for each of them.
Okay.
I'm like,
that will be
this.
All your turns, though. You can't move. Because, yeah, they're not in front of you right now. They're not adjacent to you. They've just spilled into the north side of the room. You could try to run into the west entrance if you want,
that's
but it's
right.
Entirely
okay.
Up to you.
Frickety button record. What I do instead, as I'm running, I'm trying to talk to the ship. Just like, please, 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 please send a little love. I'm like running my hand on the ship.
Mm. Hollis, you run around the corner back into the main room where the bust is, and you can see Euphaira is just taking her first steps out onto solid ground for the first time. Xavier's like, okay, come on, let's go kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you're making your way out onto the side as the men spill into the main room. They look at you, and you guys have a moment where you think, fuck, this is bad. And then the whooshing from the west room kicks up into full gear as a door flies open and a torrent of flame bursts outwards and scorches the men entirely as they scream and shout, and the ship begins to catch fire in multiple places.
Oh no.
Xavier, Hollis is standing just in the threshold of the ship.
All right, I'll go up and like tap Hollis on the shoulder, put a hand down for Yuffie. Come on, you guys, let's go.
Yuffie grabs your hand, and Hollis, you snap out of it. You're like, oh, fuck, yeah, that's right. We're still in the middle of town. Where are you going now? You guys are just outside of the front of the ship. We're not quite in combat. We could get back in there.
I think we are just going straight shot for where our rucksacks were with all of the rations. We're going to run out down the bank, pick up the rucksacks.
And because that bank is like, should be right where Yenrik is, hopefully.
Exactly.
So you guys begin to run. Xavier, you have Yuffie by the hand. And as you're trying to pull her, she stops and she starts to see what's happening with the ship as flames begin to catch in various places. She just starts to scream and cry. And she tries to run back to the ship. You feel her try and pull you back.
Can I try and scoop her?
Yes, you can.
I just like scoop her up, wear her like a front backpack, and just run.
She's just shouting over and over again, like, Zaza, no, Zaza.
I'm trying to do what I can.
Xavier, I'm guessing you're like right on her heels.
Okay, sweet.
and you just hear me being like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Just over and over and over again.
So you guys run through the cover of night, twisting through the alley streets, making your way as far away from the ship as possible. You can see the flames billowing up behind you guys, though. It's the tallest thing in Dawnport right now. The fire has to be double the height of the ship. You guys continue weaving your way to the far edges of town as the buildings become more and more sparse, and then eventually make your way out onto the grass. Yuffie is just a crying heap right now. She's not responding to anything. She's checked out emotionally at this point.
Oh man.
You guys are trudging through a bit of a slippery, kind of mucky scenario as you guys get closer and closer to the wetlands and the canals. And as you guys trudge down into where the canal should be, you guys are relieved to see the mast of the schooner of Yenrik waiting for you.
Oh, thank God.
Yenrik is in the middle of trying to hoist up some of the rations that you guys had left off to the side onto the ship. He's struggling. And then he sees you guys coming down with a child, and he drops the crate and makes his way over to you. You can see his arthritis really bothering him.
Hollis, is that her?
This is her. We need to go.
Into the ship. Come on.
Xavier, grab the food. We gotta go.
All right, I'll run and grab the food.
Xavier, you just run over to the crate and hoist up the rest of it onto the schooner. The three of you all clamber into the ship along with Yenrik as he drops the sail, peeling out of the canal. The fires behind you, heights twice the size of most of the buildings in the area. You bundle up Yuffie, and she's still crying. And as you guys make your way down the canal, from the distance, a large dark figure.
Because I was scanning like the horizon, all of the land for Mac.
The figure turns. You can see he's making sure that he wasn't followed. And he beelines down into the bank and hops up into the schooner.
Nice.
He nods and then he goes over to Yuffie. Oh, sweet girl, come here, come here. It's okay. And he takes her up just in a big bundle of blankets and just No, that's okay. Paulus, Xavier, Yenrik, you guys are just taking a moment praying that no one is following you or catching on to this plan. I found a ship.
Oh, amazing. Does it have room for all of us?
Absolutely. Yeah, more than enough.
Good.
More than enough.
Good. Thank you.
Looks like things went a little not exactly according to plan.
Somehow they hurt us. I don't know what was happening exactly, but they... We didn't have hardly any time to try and get her out without being in a fight.
Well, she's here. We're safe.
We're safe. And I go into my cloak and pull out like this wad of parchment and like wax seals and all of this stuff. I just like put it down on the boat. I took this and I just look up at Yenrik.
Eyebrows go up, cowl goes back just a little bit.
I didn't have time for reconnaissance, so I just brought it all.
Well, doesn't appear as though they'll be missing anything.
I know. Oh, I feel terrible.
I know, but this was a good thing tonight. Nothing can come of what they had plans for that girl.
I know. The love that I felt coming from that ship, it must have all been directed at her.
The world is a mysterious place.
Yeah. I kind of get, like, forlorn and sad. My mom's a jerk.
Fair.
And the boat was way better, Mom, so I'm kind of mourning a little.
I'm upset about that.
I'm kind of a little upset about it.
Yenrik just nods, looks over to you, Fien, and says, I remember you when you were her age.
That seems like a lifetime ago.
Mm, indeed. We have a long road ahead of us. I think things will be better in Valtato.
Like, put my hand on Yenrik, I put my hand on Xavier, and I'm like, I hope for the three of us it is. All for the five of us now.
What are Xavier's thoughts? What are his sentiments right now?
I think he's probably really relieved that everyone made it to the boat and that Mac made it to the boat. I think he's kind of nervous, though. It's kind of like, well, let's just wait until we get out to see the whole town's on fire. Or at least, who knows if they try to stop boats or something, or still a bit nervous.
Yeah, fair.
That's valid.
So you guys are nearing the end of the canal. Yuffie has fallen asleep now, just in Mac's arms. While still holding her, he gestures over to you guys. He says, did you happen to see or meet Finn?
Finn?
That's okay.
It sounded like someone was trying to tell the guards to stay at their posts, so.
That would have been Finn. I hope he made it out okay.
Oh, I do too. I'm so sorry, Mac.
He knew what we were doing. We both knew that this was a risk. The mission is a success. That's the important part. We need to look forward, not back.
I was able to steal some of the paperwork from the main desk. So I don't know. We can look through it later, but...
Let me take a look through it with you. I could possibly fill you in on some gaps. I've heard a lot in that ship over my years.
Absolutely, yeah. And we are going to have ample amount of time.
Indeed.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. This one, I'm more concerned about. He gestures to the bundle in his arms.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're here.
As I am glad for the two of you. Well, three of you. And he gestures to Yenrik as well.
Yenrik, you got any more of that rum?
All right. Just a bit of a smile from Yenrik.
I'm a sailor, remember, Hollis, not a baker anymore. And he hands you a bottle of rum.
Cool. I feel like we probably finished that off.
There. You guys begin drinking the rum, still staying close to the land, but now out onto the ocean itself a little bit more. In the far distance, a large ship with sails. You probably have a crew of maybe 100, 120, something like that.
Oh gosh, it's big. Okay, cool.
It's a big ship. Yenrik lights up his oil lantern and then holds out his hand in front of it, gesturing with a signal of some kind as he covers it and uncovers it several times. The light up on the deck of the ship responds in a similar manner. Yenrik sails into the side and pulls up. Lines are thrown down towards you guys. Sailors come down and lift all of your belongings as well as yourselves up onto the ship. The captain is a old grizzled man, a little bit gruff and to the point, but seems to be decent and honest. He doesn't ask any questions. Takes Yenrik's gold and nods to him in agreeance. You guys are now sailing for the mainland of Valtata. And that is where we'll end tonight's session.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you for listening.